In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear Reverend Father, dear seminarians, dear faithful, especially dear Holy Name men. As I mentioned, on the Feast of this Holy Name, we have the joy of inducting new members into this society. The society that was founded in the Middle Ages in order to foster belief in the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ among men. And the means that this society uses to foster this belief in our Lord's divinity is devotion to our Lord's holy name. And so the men oblige themselves to 11 different things when they become members. A lot of those things concern their use of speech and concern the second commandment, their reverent use of the name of our Lord in inspiring others to use our Lord's name reverently around them. But these obligations also, there's another means to foster this faith in the divinity of our Lord used by the Holy Name Society, and that is particular attention to the third commandment, the obligation of assisting at Mass on Sundays. Four of the 11 obligations of the Holy Name men concern the third commandment. Number six says, never to work or carry on business unnecessarily on Sunday. Number seven, to do all they can to induce their dependents to sanctify the Sunday. Number nine, communicating in a body on Holy Name Sundays. And then number 11, staying after Mass on Holy Name Sundays to have the meeting. So one of the basic means that you men must employ in your role as Catholic men in our modern world to help restore society, to help bring Christendom back, is the authentic, proper living of Sundays, truly honor Sundays as the day of our Lord. We must be careful not to allow the spirit of the world to seep into our souls, this world that has become so secularized, and not to treat Sundays as they ought to be treated. We must try to have this Catholic mentality about the true meaning of Sunday and try to live that mentality out once every 7 days when Sunday comes around. So we must have this vision of Sunday as being a time set aside, 24 hours set aside as the property of God. We give this time to God. It's similar to like this location, this space in which we're having Mass right now. So when this church was consecrated on August 18, 2001, the bishop went around all the walls of the church and he blessed this ground. He dedicated this ground as the property of God. He said, this space is set apart exclusively for the use of God, for divine things. And what I'm saying is, just as there is this consecration of the church to set it aside exclusively for the use of God, so too the Sunday is meant to be a time that we set aside exclusively for God. We consecrate these days, these Sundays, to God. It's easy for us today to slip into a bit of that secular spirit by seeing Sunday as just the day we're obliged to go to Mass. And we just sort of check off a box. I went to Mass, and therefore I fulfilled my Sunday obligation. And then we see the rest of the day as being basically me time for me to do whatever I want. And we don't see that time as also being consecrated to the service of God. And under this mentality, which, as they say, we must be careful to fight against, we are more likely to do certain things on Sunday. This may say there's different manifestations of the spirit. Those who like specifically want to choose the shortest Mass possible, so they can get to Mass and say, I've gone to Mass and now I've got my time. I've got the rest of the day for me. Those who leave as soon as possible after Mass, they say, well, the only thing I have to do on Sunday is go to Mass. So I've gone to Mass, so there's no need for me to kind of hang out with the community to spend time with my fellow Catholics on this day. I've done my job, so I'm going to go do what I want to do, and then spend the rest of the day in worldly entertainment, sort of the spirit of the world. I don't know, like maybe watching football all day long or whatever, just not really consecrating that time to God. So such Catholics, they certainly fulfill the letter of the Sunday obligation, but they do not have the spirit of the Sunday. It's really important for us to understand as Catholics that whatever God commands us to do, and we're speaking about the third commandment, certainly he commands it because it's his right. I mean, he's demanding that we fulfill certain things that are our duties towards him as his creatures. God certainly has a right to ask of us to give him one day out of seven. It's only just that because he's created us, because he's our Father in heaven, because he's given us everything that we have, that we give him one day out of seven. It's totally, completely just for him to ask for that. But what I want to emphasize is that whatever God asks of us, it's not only his right to ask for it, but he always also asks for things that are good for us. Whatever he demands of us, in fact, is very good for us as human beings. It's very good and important for us as human beings to take this one day out of seven aside and give it to God. In other words, what I'm saying is it's important for a good human life, for us thriving as human persons, for us to take this one day out of seven to give to God. And the reason for this is that we are made for God. We're not made for work. We're made for God. This life is only temporary. Our true home is heaven. And if we slip into the mentality of the workaday world, you know, capitalism gone rampant or what have you, we will just completely always consume ourselves with merely mundane concerns. And so God gives us this day, this one day for us to be free from the world, where we're not tied to merely human purposes. And of course, the heart of that is where we come here for Mass on Sundays. And we specifically do something that is not connected to this world, that is free from this world, that is separated from this world. What are we doing here in this hour and a half of Mass? Is there some product that we're producing? Is there some service that we're giving to our fellow human beings? No. The specific nature of the Mass is that it is not connected in any way to the things of this world. We come here to perform an act of worship of Almighty God, to offer him perfect homage through the sacrifice of his Son. And this act is something that completely concerns the other world, the supernatural realm, not the natural realm, not the material realm. And in this space, we are, as it were, free. We're liberated from everything of this world. We leave all the concerns of this world behind. We focus exclusively on our condition as creatures of God. We're created. He made us for heaven. And we reaffirm this fact, this fundamental fact of our existence. I am made for God. And I take this time dedicated exclusively to God. I think you can understand why this is really, really important for us as human beings. It's for us to, one day out of seven, to reaffirm in the clearest way possible what we are, our human condition, that we came from God and that we're returning to God. That's the purpose of our life. But then when Mass is over, when you go back home, when you decide what to do for the rest of your day, you're meant to do as many things as possible that do not have any direct relationship to merely earthly goals. This is one of the reasons why we don't do business on Sunday. We don't buy and sell things on Sunday. We don't engage in these sort of earthly contracts. It's not a day of business. It's not a day of commerce. It's not a day for a commercial enterprise because it's given to God. So you know that in the Old Testament, the day of the Sabbath was extremely important for the Jewish people by the command of God. And that the word Sabbath meant the day of rest. The Jewish people were meant to imitate God himself, who spent 6 days working in crafting this universe, and then on the seventh day, he rested. And the command to rest was so strict that even things like physical exercise were seen as being too much. The Jews were only allowed to walk so far. They couldn't take long walks on the Sabbath day. They were only able to walk short distances, or they were considered as violating the Sabbath. So this is what we mean when we talk about the Sunday obligation. We take a rest from earthly preoccupations. We take a break from this world, and we consecrate this day to God. So this is how we make it a spiritual day. We engage in activities that do not fulfill some earthly purpose. They don't have their finality as something merely material or earthly. And of course, it's important for single men to understand this. Each individual man to understand this, that in his Catholic life, he must foster for himself a culture of consecrating Sundays to God. But it's all the more important for family men, for heads of families, for the men to really communicate this spirit, this proper spirit of Sundays to their family, to design their Sundays well, such that Sundays are truly special days for them and their families. First of all, of course, by dressing up and going to church. We speak of Sunday clothes. To put on special clothing for Sunday makes it a day that is not your normal day. For all the children to understand, we have these special clothes set aside for going to Mass on Sunday already makes it special. To attend Mass, to arrive on time at Mass, because it's important. We show respect to God by arriving on time. And then we assist at Mass, and we don't run off right away. But then for the rest of the day, to know how, as it were, to waste time with your family. Just to spend time with your family. It was one of the things that's one of the recommendations of Charlie Kirk, was that it's important for families to take a day aside where they cut themselves off from the world, from the use of the phone. Just turn the phones off. Cut yourself off from social media. Just take a break from the online world or from the communication world where you're constantly receiving notifications, text messages, solicitations to buy some product or whatever. Just to take a break from that and be free from your devices and just see what you can do with your family. Spend the time with your family. I think it's the main thing for a father of a family crafting his Sunday is that he must want to make it a special day, a really special day for his family. What a blessed thing it is if the children love Sundays. They love Sundays. Perhaps there's a special meal on Sunday. Perhaps there's a special activity that the family always does. And when they're growing up, it becomes baked into them that Sunday is a day apart. They love the Sundays, and when they grow up, it's almost like impossible for them not to do the same thing. They cherish that Sunday culture. And it's impossible to think of not going to Mass on a Sunday or not sanctifying the day. I know of a family where just the father, every Sunday, in the afternoon. He would just go into the backyard and play baseball with his kids. He would just spend a couple hours playing baseball. And the children, they looked back on that in their adult years and with so much fondness. Sundays were truly a very special day for them for that reason. They love Sundays. So dear men, when you sanctify Sundays, you live an authentic Catholic life and you give to God the glory that is due to him. In this world, it has become so secularized and everything has been reduced to the material level. Everything is so materialistic. We badly need this one day out of seven to separate ourselves from the world, to disconnect from the world. Recall that the thing that made Our Lady of La Salette weep when she appeared to Melanie and Maximin was this fact that this little French village was not honoring the Sundays. The farmers were pushing their carts around on Sundays to do their work. And she said that she was struggling to hold the hand of her son back, and that if they did not change their ways, she could not hold it back any longer from punishing them for not honoring him on Sundays. So keeping Sundays holy is really at the heart of our Catholic culture, and I encourage you men to play your role in the restoration of that culture by living your Sundays with your families in a way that they should be lived. And in a sense, these special days, these Sundays, they're like an anticipation of heaven. You know, in heaven, we're not going to be worried about this world anymore. This world's going to pass away. It's all going to be gone. And we'll just be in the presence of God and one another in heaven. We'll completely be consumed with the things of God. And as I say, a Sunday well-lived is like an anticipation of that heavenly eternity. So may your membership in the Holy Name Society encourage you and strengthen you in that noble goal to live your Sundays well in this life and so anticipate the eternal Sunday of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.